Praise the Lord. We are believers of a faith. All enter message. Almost all. I don't know how many serve. Remain. Almost all. The tithes that they pay in that church belong to the pastor personal. The account is kept only by his wife. The deacons don't know anything about it. And you don't talk and come near that tight area, they will fight you physically and spiritually. It belongs to them. But when this ministry started, I said it is wrong. How can one man come back? What are the other ministers? What are the other needs in the church? Your offering may just be 20,000 naira in a church, but tight for that day may be 100,000 naira. Then one man takes it. No, they are thieves. In fact, you are robbers. So that's why the whole place is infiltrated by people who God didn't even call. Okay. Now, I use it as an example. That look at me here. I could have been using your offering to go and build house, a personal house for myself. And even if I do it, you'll be clapping her. You will be giving more for me. Let our pastor should have a wonderful house. So he can keep it comfortable. And then, what is new in it? Are they not doing it? There's nothing new in it. With your former church before, not with your money, your pastor used building house. Now, but I sacrifice that, like Apostle Paul. What did God do in return? He is prospering my ministry worldwide. The crowd here, praise the Lord. That is the result of the offering I make. You won't catch that until you see what some of them go through. For 30 years, they are 30, 40. I don't know whether they're one in a year, then they get it. Evangelist Festus brought, I asked him, he said, the head of evangelism, check your record. How many people did we baptize that you recorded last year? He brought the list to me. 3,000. We baptized 3,000 last year. From January to December. 3,000. Enter message churches. How many did they baptize? How can God prosper such a ministry? That you are personalized. No sacrifice. Listen, church. I was telling them. I was with my wife. The last money, I used it. She was there. We were still talking about it. How that the money don't finish. So we have used everything to settle somebody else's problem. I was there once a text just came in. While we were sitting in my bedroom, we were talking. Text came in. Brother, the Lord just lay in my heart that I should just send this to you. I checked. 1 million naira. That account, she finished. Immediately I saw it, I told my wife, I said, do you know where this money came from? I say it is because of this thing I have given out. God decided this account to not go empty. When I talk my own, I say, if I say it, you will not believe it. So I don't talk my own. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm also careful because there is a way I could talk. Somebody would think I'm begging indirectly for people to do something. Because there are carnal people here. If I give testimony, they will begin to do it. Because of the testimony, then they give her money like that. Make her go give her. You do that, God will not honor it. Follow. Praise the Lord. I didn't say me. If you can, you should do it to any other person, child of God, that God lays in your heart. I'm saying this. Praise the Lord. To make you understand verse 6. Of Psalm 126. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. That seed that is precious because it is going to yield an abundant harvest. That is why the seed is precious. There are some seeds that will not that are not precious. They will not bring any harvest. They will not bring any harvest. And what makes it precious? It is the value to you at that material moment. It is the value of that seed you have, the value to you at that material moment. That's what makes it precious. That's what makes it potent for abundant harvest. It is the importance of that seed to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can I read one more scripture? Amen. Psalm 149. It says, praise ye the Lord, from verse 1. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Moses Alu rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. And Jesus is my king. Let them praise his name in what? The dance. The dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and the two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. What is he saying? That there is a power to bind your enemies when you can rise and praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. When you escape from danger, praise him. When you are in the midst of danger, praise him. Just give him thanks in all circumstances. What should you do? The Bible says you should do what? Praise him. For that is the will of God concerning you in that situation. Anytime you praise God and appreciate him, he takes care of the enemies around you. Chains are broken. Like Paul and Silas. Instead of crying, they were rejoicing. They were praising God. And an angel entered and broke those chains. My prayer is that somebody here, because you recognize God for all that he has done for you last year, you are here without thanksgiving today. Anyone that is in any form of bondage like that, today, while you are coming to the altar to show forth your thanks, that nonsense will break. I am telling you a principle. Whether you are not praying for you, it will happen. It is Bible. It will happen. Don't bother to answer me amen. Because when you come here from your heart praising God, as you drop your offering of thanksgiving, you are going, every chain of darkness, chain of bondage, chain of frustration, chain, whatever it is, shall be broken today in the name of Jesus. It is his principle. Give him praise and the chains will be broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 15, let's see something there. Just a reminder of what happened as they crossed the sea. Amen. As they crossed the sea. Praise the Lord. Let's see that story. Just see that story. Amen. They escaped. Hallelujah. They escaped. The Red Sea was open. Parted. Pharaoh's army were pursuing them. They were afraid. Stronger army was pursuing them. They were sure they would die. But sometimes God allows the enemy to come very close so that the enemy will think he has succeeded. Then he will strike it. Amen. Okay, the Red Sea parted, and now they cross from verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. It's a song of testimony. Verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song. After crossing, after that great deliverance, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. See how they were praising him. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot. I don't know whose chariot, who was pursuing you. And his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. The right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. The right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy rod, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hands shall destroy them. Is that not your testimony? Somebody here last year, when they were threatening you up and down, thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters, which like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness. Fearful. Oh, they don't know it. If they know it, they will have been. Sorry. They don't know it. They don't know
all
it.
To thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee. Oh, say among the gods, among who is like thee. You are glorious,
glorious in
holiness, fearful in praise,
fearful
always, drew in wonders. Hallelujah.
I am sure that is somebody's testimony. Somebody who escaped from the hands of ritual killers. Somebody who escaped from the hand of armed robbers. Somebody who escaped. I know a sister that matched poison. It was eating up her leg and going. At the altar here, we prayed. And God took it away. I know a sister that they threw the one that we tied would be moving like belts. They said if the thing jam, now die straight. And how God took that away. Praise the Lord. Thou stretched out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Verse 13, Exodus 15. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina, the enemies. Then the dukes of Edom, that be the high priests of your village shrine, shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Somebody here, because you will praise God, you praise God the way you want to show forth His greatness in your life, you want to show your appreciation, He will keep your enemies too busy to remember you this year. When one church was troubling us some time ago, it never changes. When we call upon the Lord, if you notice, suddenly, not be we do more, a greater embarrassment was coming to them. A greater problem they had to face. Because somebody went and was scandalizing their name, was destroying their might and their image. So Abilah said that one was a bigger war than bride assembly. So they left us and faced that trouble. While they left us and they were facing the other trouble, we now had our peace and went. And then we got our establishment. Who is like unto thee?
Oh, who is like unto thee?
Like unto thee?
Lord.
Oh,
among the God.
Among the
who is like unto thee?
Who is like
you?
Glorious,
fearfully praise
always.
In one,
say it again, say it again.
Who is like unto thee?
Oh Lord,
who is like
unto thee? Oh.
Among the glorious, glorious God, and victorious the world,
we have only
always
doing wonders.
Who's like unto thee? Life unto thee, oh Lord, I'm on a God. Glorious,
glorious,
always
wonders. One more time, one more time.
Who is like
unto me?
Oh, Lord.
Who is like
unto me? Among the gods.
Among the gods.
Who is like thee?
Who is like
thee? Glorious.
Glorious in holiness.
Therefore, always. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody here. The people that have been troubling you, after today, they will be too busy with their problems to remember you. He never changes. Sit down first on top of the head of your enemies. Sit on top of the head of your enemies. Verse 17, Exodus 15. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody here, with their own eyes, they will see you achieve what they did not want you to achieve. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Let me finish that reading. Verse 20. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. And all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea." Praise the Lord. When we went to Ghana, those of you who followed us to Ghana, it's after I read this, I understood what they were doing. I was wondering, they are believers in the convention we went in December. Once we start to sing, I was wondering what is happening. All the women there, they have timbrels. The first one that jump out, the rest will follow. They will just be going around the whole place. Small time, they will form a circle. They have a particular rhythm. There is a particular one they do. Very beautiful. I was watching. I said, once they start, wherever the women are, they will rush to join the group. That was what Miriam did and all the sisters there. She began to, you know, why? They thought they were finished. The enemy was sure they would finish them. Praise the Lord. But before you know what, they were gone and gone forever. All the horses, all the chariots, all their powers that they boast of against somebody here, today they will be destroyed. Finally, Psalm 150. Amen. For those who are too holy to worship God. For those who are too holy to worship God. Praise God. Can I use this opportunity to say something? Somebody sent me a text. I don't know if you are here. Can you wave your hand? You sent me a text about the condition. You say you live at the Ikotu, so that you know you are the one I'm talking to. About the fact that when we are preaching, some people make noise, some people blow whistles, some people, instead of being sober, they rejoice. Who is the person? If you are here, I will enjoy replying you better than if you are not here. Why are you doubting? Give me a microphone. I want to ask you something. Since when have you been in this church, sir? Since when?
Since last year.
Last year?
Yes, sir.
But which was your last church before you came here?
Deeper Life.
Uh-huh. You know why they're laughing? No, with all sincerity and, you know, you see, when the Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free," the first freedom one must have is religious freedom. You see, Please, I want to use this opportunity to tell us here, we all have different backgrounds. And the way I receive from God may not be the way you receive from God. And the things that strike me, that will cause me to repent, the way I receive it may not be the way you receive it. Now, the truth is that a lot of us ascribe repentance or holiness to a physical posture. You are holy by the way you talk, by the way you answer, by the way you walk. That is holiness. But unfortunately, sometimes we don't even understand what the Holy Ghost demonstrates, speaks to us with. When somebody is receiving the Holy Ghost and then he's shouting and screaming. If salvation has to do with a posture when you are in church, then why doesn't the Holy Ghost come to talk to people who sit down quietly, talk to them? Thus saith the Lord. Why does he have to throw them out and they scream and they surface? You see, so that your background is what is affecting your judgment of spirituality. Now, you are concerned with two things in your message, your text, your question, or your observation. The first is that you made a statement. You say, when I preach and I am calling names and condemning other churches, you say, it does not affect the soul. It cannot cause somebody here to repent. And that is why they shout when I'm saying it. But when I speak against fornication, lying, whatever other works of the flesh, it can make somebody to look inward and then cause repentance. And I say, you are correct. But there is a time for such messages. And there's a time also for us to point to certain places that for the health of your spiritual life, that you should not go. How will I tell you to come out? The Spirit of God is saying, come out of her, my people. He was not talking about come out of fornication. Come out, he said, come out of a certain setting. The Antichrist system is a church. It's a gathering of people. And we must tell you where they are, so that you will not yoke yourself with them. Then when you come out, because there are people that are here, but they are still, infested with where they come from. We have to kick it out of them. So that you will not say, every church is a church of Jesus Christ. There is time to say that. Now, when I finish saying that, that will not bring altar call. I don't make altar call with that. But I have made several altar calls here. I was not talking about Pope. I was not talking about Archbishop. That is why they came to the altar and they were crying. You did not see people crying at this altar. You are more concerned because where you are coming from, they have made you to idolize men. Such that even if they are in error, you are afraid to speak against it. But me here, I have been brought up to bring every high thing down. Praise the Lord. So those places you think they are high, I demystify them to let you know that some of them are only tools in the hand of Satan, planted by Satan, ministers of Satan. And people will not say it for the type of fear you have or the knowledge you have, and they continue in their evil. Yesterday somebody told me that there is a popular apostle in Benin. Apostle somebody. He said he believed that they are listening to us. He said now he has changed his name to Pastor. He no longer bears apostle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sir, John the Baptist says Jesus Christ that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and what? You don't touch fire before? Fire they burn you, you're going to do like this, Abby? When you receive the fire of the Holy Ghost, they turn Jerusalem upside down. And they were holy people. Praise the Lord. It is not how you sit down and respond to the word when it is going that declares you are a Christian. It is the life you live after service. After church. That is where we know. You had a dream and you believe in your dream that you saw fornication in the church. You saw fornication in the church. What came to my mind? I said, you will soon see drunkards also in the church. You will soon see 419 in the church. You will soon see cocaine pushers in the church. That's the reason why we preach, to let you know the composition of the church. It's a mixed multitude. Therefore, you as an individual, be diligent to make your calling and election your own personal one. Why I remember you is because we are going to praise God. And where you come from, amen, you don't use some of these instruments because they are used by unbelievers. And then you don't shake your body too much because you may lose your sanctification. That's why in such settings, witches and wizards sit down there comfortably. You won't know. Here. If you're a witch, here it's a matter of time. The fire will catch you. One day you will sit down near a Holy Ghost filled fire brother or sister. As you sit down, the fire will burn. The fire will burn. Until you either go out or you repent. Praise the Lord. Respond the way your spirit leads you to respond. Hallelujah. If I'm preaching and you sit down, contrary to what you say anytime I am preaching and the place is quiet, that means they are receiving. The place can be quiet because they are not understanding me. So you can't conclude like that. If you don't understand me, you will not respond. So don't use respond to know whether the man is saying something in the enter or not. Amen. I'm preaching here. Sometimes I will see the ministers who are following. They will jump up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Meanwhile, when they say yes, sir, yes, sir, they will, your attention will go to, why are they shouting? Why didn't they disturb like that? You see, you all heard it and you are responding differently. See, here you have the liberty of the spirit. Don't let anything catch you. Praise the Lord. Now, when it comes to talent, sir, when it comes to talent, there's something I want you to note. There are some people that have the ability to rebuke you with a sense of humor in it, and yet the message is delivered. And when you leave, you will think over it. So the fact that I am telling somebody you painted your nail, and I'm saying in a way that the person is laughing, does not mean I have not conveyed the message. Now, how you will know whether the person received it is next time when the person is coming to church. Watch whether that thing will still be there. But I could be talking and the person, I'm using a language that the person is just saying, oh. He might be saying, oh, to deceive me. I say they receive. So I will not use that to judge it. Praise the Lord. There are many ways of saying somebody is lying. You will yap somebody and they laugh. Meanwhile, they yap them. When you go, finish, go think, what is that man talking are true? And you will repent. Must you always use cane on someone? Eh? Must you always cane somebody before the person will change? The important thing is employ the best means you have to make somebody change. Every one of them have their advantage and disadvantage. Praise the Lord. But for me, I will use the best I know how. I wish I can speak like Kumuyi speaks. And if Kumuyi was telling you the truth and there was life there, why did you leave that place? You left that place is because something was missing and you saw it in a place where they act anyhow, but the thing they here. Concentrate on the thing where you see, where make you stay here, so that you grab what you are looking for. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? I get very happy when I see people rejoicing. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of what? Of what? Joy, fullness. The kingdom of God is not righteousness only, but righteousness and what? Peace, righteousness and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. If you have life, you will respond when they talk to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And anytime I'm preaching and you respond, it lets me know you are hearing me. If you don't talk, it means you are not hearing me. Amen. Psalm 150. This is how to praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise him with a psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise. Let everything that has breath praise.
We give you glory. We give the 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 glory.
Hallelujah. 139. He abides. Hymn 139, if you have your hymn book. Why we are rejoicing? Because he abides. He abides. He abides. 139. Let's sing that. Let everything that has breath. Everybody now. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. All the reason of my bliss
Yes, a secret all is this. God, a comforter. Abba, lead me.
Abba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He abides with me.
I'm rejoicing.
Rejoicing night and day.
As
I walk through, Father Comforter abides with me. Oh, once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace with you, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree.
Oh, yes.
Oh, then I fell down
at his feet,
and the pain of peace so sweet.
Oh, yes.
Now the Comforter abides.
Oh, he abides.
Oh, he abides.
He abides. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. We
feel rejoicing.
Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day.
As
I walk the narrow way. Oh, that comforter abides with me. Oh, he is with me everywhere. I live with my every day. I'm as happy as a bird, and just as free. Oh, but the spirit has control.
He's a
satisfied
soul.
Oh, yes.
He's the comforter.
Abides.
So he abides.
Oh, he abides.
He abides.
He abides.
Sing hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Say I'm
rejoicing night and day.
Hey,
as I walk the
path,
abide me,
yes sir.
There's no rest before the peace. All the world will put me with. Long ago I gave them all, and instantly
all my
night was done today. All my bodies
rolled away.
Now the comforter abides.
Say it!
Say he abides.
He abides.
He abides.
Sing hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I'm rejoicing.
Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day. As I walk the narrow way.
Somebody,
he abides. He abides.
He abides.
Oh, he abides.
He abides.
Hallelujah, he abides. Oh, yes, I'm rejoicing night and day. As I walk the narrow way, all the comforter.
Your hand.
Rejoice, let me see. Worship the Lord with joy. Oh, yes. One more time.
Oh,
he abides.
He abides. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing night and day. As I walk the narrow way. Oh, yes. I have found a friend in Jesus.
He's everything to me.
He's the fairest of the thousand to my soul.
Oh,
he's the lily of the valley. In him alone I see.
Oh,
all I need to bless and make me fully whole.
Say somebody.
His sorrow is my comfort.
His trouble is my strength.
Oh, he tells me
every day.
Oh, hallelujah.
The brighter morning star.
Oh,
he's the fairest of the thousands to my soul.
My hope is built on nothing less
than
Jesus Christ.
My righteousness,
oh, I cannot run.
As it has spread,
oh, yes.
For the only Lord Jesus
Christ.
All Christ has
come. Oh yes,
all of that is Jesus.
You are the reason why we are here, Jehovah.
You are the Lord.
It's a special day. It's a special day.
Who is the God of the ancient of the days, the mighty man in fact? We will run and run into the place, the rose of Sharon. Lay out of the drop of today, we give you all the praise. You will run and run.
Worshiping, worshiping.
And the Father, there is no like you. Allah, there is no.
You are the reason why we are here, Jehovah.
You are the Lord.
I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Oh, I will praise him
from everlasting, everlasting.
Oh, I will praise him, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him.
Say,
let us praise him.
Everlasting
to everlasting. I will praise him.
From everlasting to everlasting.
Oh, let us praise him.
Everlasting to everlasting.
I will praise him. I say, let us praise him.
Everlasting
to everlasting.
Praise him.
Say one more time.
Everlasting.
Say, let us praise him.
Everlasting to everlasting.
I will praise him from everlasting.
Everlasting.
Say, I will praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the glory. Praise him. Everlasting to everlasting.
Glory. Worship him. Worship him, somebody. Give him praise.
You alone. You alone. You alone. And worthy of my praise.
We give you all the glory.
Amen. God bless you.